Chapter 1 Four little girls wandered into the orphanage dining room and waited expectantly with plates in hand.
"How are my wee lambs this morning? Old Jack Frost, he's a-fixin' to bite us, but he's no match for Rose McLaren's cornmeal mush."
The cook brandished her wooden spoon in the air like a saber as the little girls giggled.
"You little ones must eat your breakfast whilst it's hot now, and then off to church school with you. Miss Buchanan and I will be over at Westminster Presbyterian Church. Be sure to bundle up in your hats and mittens. 'Tis a blustery winter day today for sure."
Rose admonished the girls with a shake of her head. The girls settled down at their assigned table and eagerly devoured a breakfast of hot, fried slabs of cornmeal mush drizzled in maple syrup with thick slices of bacon on the side. They finished their meal with cold tumblers of milk. After placing their dirty dishes into the kitchen sink, the girls filed out into the hallway to retrieve their wraps. Each of the girls wore identical dull gray coats, along with soft wool hats and sturdy mittens. Several of the ladies' groups from the three churches that surrounded the Mission Creek Orphanage had kindly knitted hats and mittens to outfit every child at the institution. Then, with snow flurries swirling around them, the little girls clasped each other's small red mittened hands before they crossed the street to the church. Miss O'Connell, headmistress of the orphanage, had told them to always hold hands when crossing the busy city streets. Upon reaching their destination, Nicolina, Johanna, Inga, and Astrid climbed the stone steps leading up to the beautiful brick and stone Zion Lutheran Church. Mrs. Birkeland was Nicolina's first Sunday school teacher. Her warm and welcoming manner was a balm to Nicolina's troubled heart and wounded soul. On this snowy Sunday morning, Mrs. Birkeland led the children into the sanctuary to look at the beautiful stained glass windows, encompassing the entire room. She showed the children one of the windows that depicted Jesus as the Good Shepherd, carrying a lamb in his arms, as the other sheep gathered around him. Mrs. Birkeland told the children that Jesus was their good shepherd and loves and tenderly cares for them all. Nicolina stared longingly at the stained glass window as a whisper of hope began to stir in her soul. Every December, the Sunday school children produced a Christmas pageant at the church to celebrate Jesus' birth. This year, Nicolina's teacher chose Nicolina to be an angel in the play. The children also learned the words to the Norwegian hymn, "Jeg så glad hver julekveld." I am so glad each Christmas Eve. Nicolina was very excited as she practiced her lines to the play and the song which they were to sing. The week before Christmas, the Sunday school children performed their play for the congregation. It was the most wonderful Bible story that Nicolina has ever heard. And she loved the baby Jesus. After the church service, the students returned to their classroom, where Mrs. Birkeland told the children that they did a wonderful job. The Sunday school teacher's words of praise settled like a warm embrace around Nicolina, causing her eyes to shine like the morning light.